Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is John Chuck Reshow coming to you live on this Tuesday evening as, well, Braves are hosting Dansby Swanson and the Chicago Cubs as things are wrapping up for this evening. Braves have their 100th win under their belt, and the magic number is down to 3 games for the best record overall. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Let's talk to our buddy Justin Toscano. He is the Braves beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. You can check out all of his work at AJC.com and follow him on Twitter at Justin C. Toscano. Justin, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes with me on the show this evening.
Yeah, of course, John. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm great, and I'm certainly better than some of the things going on with our pitching staff right now. You know, look, Justin.
Yeah.
Justin, I know it's not the same thing as last year where we had guys throwing up in a bucket and we're, you know, struggling to come back from oblique injuries and all that kind of stuff. But the perception, you know, they always say perception has the same effect as truth. And I think for a lot of Braves fans, we just feel like this is starting to just kind of go back down that road. So maybe talk me a little bit off the ledge that this is not going to end up, you know, with kind of our pitching worries as we go into the postseason this year.
Yeah, no, of course. And like I understand that, because even though the Braves won the World Series in 21, you're all, this year has gone so well that the first, I guess, sign of this year, the postseason, that was only the question, right? It's like, is this team going to be able to keep it together before then? We know unlucky things happen. So I guess in the attempt to talk you off the ledge, I would probably start with, if Charlie Morton's finger sprain is as advertised and he's back for the LCS, if they advance, I like their chances because of this. So now the built-in off day in that series is on the NL side now, whereas the AA was the AL side last year. So you've got an off day after game one, an off day after game two for that travel day, and an off day after game four. So here's what that means. You can go, if you want to, you can go Max Fried and Spencer Strider in 4 of those 5 games. You only need 3 starters in that series, tops, if you play the off days like that. But then, of course, that hinges on the Max Fried question, right? I think this is something that he will be able to manage. I mean, it's not, you know, you'd feel worse if it were an injury. A blister can be nasty and it can pop up. And, yes, we will have to see how it is when he comes out of that presumable, like, game one start. But this is a blister, not a forearm sprain, not, you know, a finger sprain, not an elbow sprain. This is something manageable. They caught it now, you know, they can work on it. And he's got 2 full weeks to be at his best, and he's, you know, still throwing, still keeping his arm going. He's going to be fine. So that's what I would say, is I think this team is so good that if they pitch decently, they will be able to win, you know, every game. And I really think that, look, like, yeah, Charlie would be a big loss if he didn't pitch again in the postseason. But if he can be ready for that LCS, I think you've got a good chance of lining up your pitching to get there. And even if Fried isn't, you know, 100% or fully sharp, I think you've got enough depth to win three games in a series, especially because your offense is so good and those off days really allow you to maneuver things. So I think this is really, it's unfortunate, and I see it as, you know, I understand why fans are panicking, but if this were an up-and-coming, upstart team, I would say to worry more. But these guys, you know, they've just won 100 games for the second time, you know, consecutive years for the first time in 20 years. They're breaking all these records. Sure, none of that matters in the postseason, but the guys who did it will be in the postseason. And so this is the best team you could hope to have. They're the best roster in baseball. And, you know, this isn't far too much to overcome, especially when you consider that last year, you know, Freed's thing was not controllable. And then Strider was pitching after a month off, basically, just because of that oblique injury. So I think, in the short term, this is a lot more doable.
Justin, you know, how much have the Braves talked about, you know, you mentioned the records. They've set the modern, the modern era, I guess 20th century and beyond, a modern era record for runs scored. I mean, Ronnie and Olson have obviously had magical years doing things that, you know, haven't been done before. They obviously still have a chance to hit the most home runs in baseball history. Like, how much of that conversation has gone on in the clubhouse and with the players? Like, how cognizant are they about all of these records that are being set this year?
Yeah, obviously it's not front of mind, right? Like, I think they know when it happens because us and all the fans are telling them about it. They're aware of it. They're aware of Olson. They're aware of Acuna. They're aware of, you know, the team home run records when we tell them. But I think the really special thing about this team is that and every team says it, but I truly get the sense it's the case here that they just don't care. Like, they care about the record. They care about winning. They care more about the guy next to them than themselves and their own numbers and posting. You know, they care about posting, but they don't care about, you know, their own numbers being, you know, record-breaking. They want to win. Like, if it helps them win, they'll do it. I think they've proven that time and again. But look, like, anybody who says they haven't thought about it, especially, like, you know, I know Smith's, you know, down in it, so maybe he hasn't had a ton of time to digest that stuff. But I know Alex Anthopoulos said, like, after they clinched the division in Philly, I mean, he said, you know, when he was talking to Smith's office, said, like, yeah, like, you know, you're always in the moment, you're always working hard, and you're always trying to do the next thing. But he even said that, like, he's had a chance to, like, kind of stop a little bit and has to always, you know, has to kind of take a second to look and smell the roses. And he listed things. He's like, yeah, we had 8 All-Stars for the first time in franchise history. We had, you know, this guy did this, this guy did that, this guy did this. Like, we've had all these things, but I think they're really aware of it. And I think that it all contributes to, like, maybe, you know, the players and the coaches don't think about it every day, but I think they know how special this season has been. And I think they know that, look, when you show up in most clubhouses in February and spring training, whether it be in Florida or Arizona, you're not going to have this many records broken. Your team probably isn't going to be remembered among the best teams in franchise history and in baseball history, perhaps. So I do think that they're very aware of it from that perspective. They might not know specifics all the time, but I think, I mean, they, you know, hear stuff, and then in the dugout they'll talk about things circulating, you know, if it's a record or, you know, they'll know. But I think even if they're not focused on it, you know, and don't let them say they're not aware of it, because I truly think they are. How could you not be? I mean, they're human beings, and I think everybody understands how special this year has been, which is why they so badly want to finish it off with a World Series.
Yeah, and obviously it's yeah, I don't mean to say it this way, but it's thrown in your face every day, right? I mean, you can't turn on anything Braves related and not see Matt Olson chasing down Ronald or Andrew Jones's record and this and that. So again, you almost can't not help but be cognizant of it. Justin Toscano joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, Braves beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. If I ask you this question, who do you think has had a bigger surprise year? Orlando Arcia with what he's done, or Marcell Ozuna with what he's done?
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one. You know what? Oh, man. Dang, that's a good one. Because for me, Arcia was this guy that was going to bat 250. And, you know, maybe he'd have some home runs and he'd play some great defense. He's exceeded expectations, obviously. I thought Ozuna could do this, but I didn't think he could do it to this level. I'm going to say Ozuna. And here's why I say that, because like, I think that when I had heard that the Braves believed in Arcia's bat a little more than the play it was getting, you know, in the media or with fans, I can see that. That is very logical to me. What is not logical to me is that a guy that starts 4 for 55, literally, I mean, like, literally, I think I did, like, what was it, 5 for 59 or 4 for 55 at the beginning of the season. I mashed that up. Marcell Ozuna was one of only three players to start that poorly over his first, you know, such and such games since, like, 1995. I think that's the more surprising one, because you're talking about a guy who almost has hit 40 bombs after a year in which he struggled, after people wondered if they would DFA him, and then, not to mention, after he started this year so brutally as well. So, like, I would say that's been the greater surprise. Not that I think he couldn't do it, because I think, like, the Braves have been, you know, internally very optimistic that he could get back to a season like this because of what they saw last year, and because it's not like he's at the age where he would decline and things like that. But I did not think that you would see, like, I thought, okay, maybe, you know, 25 bombs, 20 bombs. 37, 38, 39, maybe he gets 40. Like, I didn't see that coming. And I think to me, Arcia has been just unreal. But I think the amount he's exceeded, I could see this. If the Braves thought he was good enough to play at shortstop, that he was a better option than Vaughn Grissom, I would think, okay, whatever. Play some good defense, hit well. He's exceeded expectations. But, I mean, I think you have to look at, for me, where I turn it back is, the start that Ozuna had, that April he had, man, I thought maybe he'd get it going a little bit, but to this degree, I mean, the guy's got, you know, an 800, mid-800s, 900 OPS since then. Like, it's been unreal, and I think that, to me, that's been more surprising, because after that April, you're thinking, like, man, this has been since 2020 that this guy hasn't been who they thought he was, and you're wondering if it's ever going to happen at that point. And for it to have happened, I mean, he's been one of the best hitters in baseball since then. And, I mean, on a team that's had two MVP candidates. So I think Ozuna to me.
You know, Justin, I don't believe he's going to win. But when you look at the season that Strider has had, I mean, look, it's going to be probably a 20-win season. It's probably going to be pushing toward 300 strikeouts. Where do you think he finishes kind of in the Cy Young? If we think Snell and the kid for the Cubs that's in this year, Justin Steele, I mean, where do you think Strider fits into that? Because, again, 20 games and 300 strikeouts, like, you talk about 40-40 and all those kinds of things. I mean, we don't see that in baseball either. Like, for all the offense we see, we don't see 20 wins and potentially 300 strikeouts very often from a pitcher nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that's the one thing, like, I was thinking about, because we were talking about this one time when I was on after a series in Chicago, which that would have been early August. And I thought then, like, hey, if Snell and Steele, if those ERAs get up there a little bit, then I think Strider would probably win it based on the fact that you can see that most of the damage comes from home runs. His average against is good. His whip's better. Strikeouts, all that stuff. Like, but I, you know, I think obviously the ERA can't be, you know, a run and change worse than the other guys and finish first. So if those two finish, I think he finishes third, honestly, because I think he's close enough. I think he finishes third, but fourth at worst, because I think he's close enough to, now I haven't gone over this, but I think he's close enough to Zach Gallen now, where you can probably say, like, okay, the strikeouts are going to carry him over. Because I just think, yeah, you look at 20 wins, which, by the way, like, not everybody who votes for these awards is 25 years old, you know? Like, some people still care about those pitcher wins, because it shows that, you know, you're giving your team a chance, you're going semi-deep into games. People look at quality starts. Like, I think he's got all of that. Like, when you're looking at even Strider's, like, off starts, you're like, a start that's not that great for him most times is 6 innings and 4 runs, and he could still get the win. So it's like he's given his team a chance. The strikeouts are, I mean, he's just so far ahead of everybody, especially when you look at the fastest. I don't know if voters will take this specifically, but the fastest to 200 strikeouts is, like, breaking his own record. I mean, like, come on. Like, that's insane. That's just ridiculous to do, you know, to do that twice and break his own record. I think he finishes third, but I would say fourth at the worst, because I just think those strikeout numbers are way too gaudy and eye-popping to really – I mean, I think to me that forgives a little bit of the ERA, because at least you can say, okay, he's limiting outcomes if he's striking out guys so much.
Last question for you, Justin. You know, has Raisel Iglesias maybe had one of the more unheralded years? I mean, you know, it's been a situation where it doesn't feel like we've spent so much time, and maybe that's just because the Braves have blown out so many people, that, again, he's only got 30 saves, and I say that from a standpoint of, you know, maybe some of those games haven't been as close where he could get into 40, 45 saves. But I do think that he's had a really unheralded year. Like, he's really solidified that back end spot, and I think he's done a really good job with this team. It may not be some of the gaudy numbers, but he's been really good throughout the course of the season, and again, having missed time early on in the year.
Right. No, I would agree. Like, I think that was the one thing last year where I was like, okay, I know Kenley is not, you know, was not, that was in 2010, 2011, 2012 Kenley last year. But I wondered how Raisel was going to fare after they lost Kenley. Raisel had such a great second half of the season after the trade that you were thinking, okay, like, you know, this works, but let's see how he comes out. I think he's been remarkably consistent. I mean, if you take out those two games in Philly, and I mean, if you take out really three of his performances this year, I mean, the ERA goes way down. I mean, I think he's had just a remarkable year. I feel good about that. Like, if I'm the Braves going into the playoffs, like, I think in an era where there aren't that many dominant closers, like, I'm trying to think of the playoff field. You got Devin Williams in Milwaukee, Evan Phillips in L.A., you'd have Kimbrel in Philly. I don't think there's anybody with a distinct advantage over Raisel that would be closing games. And that's what makes me feel good, is that, like, he's one of those guys where you don't have to worry about how you get the game to the ninth. Just get it to the ninth. And I think, like, yeah, he's had some ups and downs, but I really, really do think if you consider, like, we're all in the weeds on the Braves, so it's easy to say, but when he has a bad outing, but if you consider, like, most closers, like, he is better than most closers in the game. I mean, he's got elite stuff. He throws strikes, so sometimes, yes, things are going to happen, but I just think he's so good that's one of the areas, even though the bullpen's had some struggles here and there, I feel good if you just get it to the ninth. Like, that's one of those guys you would want out there. The Braves aren't one of those teams that should have to worry about that.
Justin Toscano, he is the Braves beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Check out his work at AJC.com and follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Justin C. Toscano. Justin, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes on the show. We will certainly chat again with you here soon.
Yep, you got it, John. Take care.
You got it. John Chuck, we will be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.